Hello everyone, this is Neil from EduRecha. Now, unless you've been living under a rock, I'm quite sure you must have heard about the ongoing buzz about bitcoins and blockchain. Even people who haven't heard about cryptocurrency before today are quite interested to know about bitcoins. Well, this concern is definitely genuine because the value of bitcoin has had an astonishing growth of over 700% in just the last year. Now, moving on with respect to today's session, we'll begin by first understanding what is Bitcoin as well as how does a Bitcoin transaction take place. Then we'll talk about the core technology that helps us perform Bitcoin transaction, which is the blockchain technology. Once you've understood this, we'll talk about the various features of blockchain, which makes it a revolutionary technology which can be used across different domains apart from the banking or transaction domain. Finally, at the last part of this session, we'll also be looking at a Bitcoin transaction demo wherein I'll help you understand how you can buy Bitcoins through the ZipPay application as well as perform your first transaction. Now, this is a fundamental session, so it would be for a short duration. So I hope you guys are quite excited with respect to today's session. Moving on to the first topic of today's session, that is, what is Bitcoin? Now, Bitcoin was the first cryptocurrency introduced by Satoshi Nakamoto in 2009. Now, the idea originally came from a white paper published by Satoshi Nakamoto with the name Bitcoin, a peer-to-peer electronic cash system. Now, this is the paper as such. This talks about how a cryptocurrency can be used and how it can revolutionize the present system. Now, this came at a time when the current financial system that was back in 2008 was facing the financial crisis. So this became a key idea as to avoid how this financial crisis can be avoided in future and can change the current existing system as a whole. Now, apart from being the first cryptocurrency, it is also a digital currency. That is, it exists electronically as such. Now, there may be concerns if our money exists on the digital platform. So, to avoid any misuse, we use various cryptographic as well as mathematical algorithms which ensure that the creation as well as management of bitcoins are completely secure as well as non-manipulative. Now, using these techniques, we can ensure that no person can create fake bitcoins. Now, we've all seen the issue of fake currency notes in our system. So, these techniques ensure that no fake bitcoins are introduced as part of the system. Now, one thing that you need to be aware of is that while introducing the Bitcoin system, it was said that the Bitcoin limit, that is, there can only be 21 million bitcoins globally. Now, don't worry, because there can be only 20 million bitcoins, because you can own the smallest Bitcoin, which is 100 millionth of a Bitcoin known as a Satoshi, and still be part of the Bitcoin system. Now, you may be wondering, it's a digital currency, where is it going to be stored? Similar to how you store your money in your Paytm or your PayPal wallet, this can also be stored in a Bitcoin wallet. Now, this wallet can either be present on your phone, it could be present on your system, it could be present online, or even on a hardware device as such for your convenience as accordingly. Now, the system or the ledger wherein all the transactions that are added with respect to the Bitcoin is known as the blockchain system. This is an electronically distributed ledger system that is distributed across the globe. Now, before we go into the blockchain system and talk more about it, let's first try to understand how a Bitcoin transaction takes place. To give you a better understanding of how a Bitcoin transaction takes place, let's take an example here. Here we have seven people: Thomas, Lily, James, Matthew, Mary, Adam, and John. They're all part of a peer-to-peer network where each of them are connected to each other. Now here, Thomas wants to send 500 bitcoins to Matthew. So what he needs to do is that this transaction needs to be initiated. So he would send a signal that I want to send Matthew 500 bitcoins. So what happens is, special nodes or miners as such, these are people who verify all these transactions. They get the signal that Thomas wants to send 500 bitcoins to Matthew. So they immediately begin validating this transaction. They begin to check if Thomas has sufficient balance and is it Matthew that he wants to send this. They want to check if this is not a false transaction as such. Now, if this transaction is a valid transaction, it needs to be stored somewhere, and that place is known as a block. A block basically is a collection of different transactions that are verified as such. Now, at the same time, you have a competition between John and Adam as to who will create the first block with Thomas's transaction. Once either of them have verified this transaction, they're going to suggest to everyone else as part of the network that this is a valid transaction, and the amount can get deducted from Thomas's account and can be sent to Matthew's account. Now, you may be wondering, why would John actually spend time, as well as Adam, waste their resource in verifying these transactions? That's where the blockchain system or the Bitcoin system surprises you. For a block that is going to be created by either John or Adam or any miner, the system in itself gives them a reward of 12.5 Bitcoins. Now, this is an incentive which the system gives the miner for creating the new block. Quite surprising, right? Definitely. Now, what you need to understand is that for all the effort that these people put, this is basically how the system pays back. But you also need to be aware that this is exactly how a new Bitcoin gets created. So in case if you're wondering how Bitcoins are getting created, this is the only way. Unless and until a miner completes a block, the new Bitcoins would not get created. As of now, of the 21 million Bitcoins, we've created close to 16.5 million Bitcoins as a whole. Now, I hope with this explanation, you've got a simple understanding of how a Bitcoin transaction actually takes place. Now, before we move into blockchain system, I'm quite sure you also already have an understanding of what the blockchain system is. Because in the blockchain, in the Bitcoin transaction example that we had taken, we had talked about a peer-to-peer network where this transaction was taking place. That's exactly what blockchain is. It's a technology which revolutionized the Bitcoin system. It became a platform where people could trade as well as buy and sell Bitcoins as per their requirements. Now, as we had mentioned earlier, a block basically contains all the transactions that have been verified and validated in that time span. Now, once you've completed this block, you begin the process on the next block and you keep going on so forth. All these blocks are connected to each other and so forth comes the name blockchain. Now, the blockchain technology is not something that is restricted only to transaction management or the banking domain as such. Now, how you're storing transaction details, you can use it to store any other kind of details as per your requirement. And this is one of the key factors which has led to the growth of blockchain technology being used across different domains. I hope you've understood how effective blockchain technology is. Moving forward, let's talk about the various features of blockchain. Why does it stand out with respect to all the other technologies in the market? Now, if any technology is coming into the picture, the first thing that we are concerned about is the security. Blockchain technology uses an SHA-256 encryption algorithm. Now, here what happens is you're using a hash algorithm. So what you need to understand is that once you've given an input, you generate a hash output. But from the output, you cannot regenerate the input. That is, it's a unidirectional process. So even if you have the output, you cannot determine what the input is. And this encryption algorithm is so complex that even if you make a slight change with respect to the input, the output completely changes. So let's take an example. Let's say I'm going to encrypt I love blockchain through the hash algorithm. It's going to give me a corresponding hash value. Same input, I'm just going to add an exclamation mark and pass it through the encryption algorithm. But the output that gets generated is totally different. If I look at both the outputs, I would not be able to identify that it's the same input just with an addition of an exclamation mark. So I hope this gives you a simple understanding of how the hashing algorithm works. Then comes the distributed public ledger. Now, as I had mentioned earlier, all the transactions that you would be performing using Bitcoins is going to be stored on the blockchain system. So therein you have a ledger, but this ledger is not a centralized ledger like how you have in banks. This ledger is completely distributed, and anyone who becomes part of this blockchain network can get access to the Bitcoin transaction details as well as the blockchain ledger as whole. So everyone who becomes a part of it gets their own unique copy of their blockchain ledger. But you don't need to be concerned because this ledger is available to anyone. The details with respect to the transaction that are present in this ledger are completely secure. They are encrypted as well as they are passed through the hash encryption. Now, one thing you need to notice is that the user details are not specified as part of this. Only the transaction ID is present in the ledger. So this in turn also provides the anonymity to the user, as well as you're not completely aware who holds how much Bitcoins. And this makes the system completely decentralized as well as open. Although it gives you a complete open idea of how much is being used in the system, it is really helpful to come across with respect to the other domains that are present. Now, we also talked about the third point, wherein the Bitcoin system, the blockchain system, that is, it rewards you for the rewards you for creating the new block, that is, the incentives that you get. Now, 12.5 Bitcoins is the present rate as such. This would keep varying as such. Now, don't think just because you can create a block, you get this reward, because it's not as simple as you think. There are two parts to this. You need to verify you need to verify all the transactions that are present, as well as you need to identify a mathematical value. Now, I'm not going to talk about the mathematical value here. We'll be talking about that ahead. Okay? So what you need to do is that you need to create a block in a fixed time frame, because the present time frame is 10 minutes for creating a block. So unless and until you cannot create the block in that time, you cannot get the reward. At the same time, you're computing with all the miners who are present across the globe. So it basically is a race against time. The final key point, which makes the blockchain feature quite popular, is the proof of work. Remember the mathematical solution I was talking to you about? This basically is what a miner needs to compute. Apart from verifying and validating all the transactions that he has, he needs to identify this mathematical solution. You may be thinking, okay, it's a mathematical solution. I can run it on my computer and find out. It's not that easy. There's always a fixed value that is set for every block that is going to be created. Let's say you're going to create the next block, which is 500th block as part of the blockchain system. So there's going to be a specific value that you need to identify with respect to the specific block. But what you need to do is that you need to guess this mathematical value. It's just a hit and run method. Given the present scenario, you need to at least try somewhere between 20 quadrillion to 30 quadrillion values. That's a huge number. At the same time, you need to remember that it's a race against time. So you need to verify all the transactions. You need to compute this mathematical solution. And all this should happen in 10 minutes time frame. And this is exactly why the incentives are also given out to the miners, because they do all this work within this fixed time frame. And once you've computed this mathematical solution, then no one can tell that this reward that is given to you is unjust, because you've put in your resource, you have put in your time to compute the block, you've put in time to verify all the transactions, and the system is rewarding for all your work. So this proof of work in itself is a very valid signal sending across to everyone that I have done this work, I have validated all the transactions that were given to me, as well as I have created the next block. So I hope you guys are clear with respect to the features of blockchain. Now, there are different features of blockchain that come into picture, but we're not going into that as part of this session. We'll be talking about them in the upcoming sessions. So with this, we come to a conclusion of today's session. Hope you had a great learning experience.